We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. A big win for Friday night for Riverside as they defeated AHSTW. We did the game here on KSOM. Daryl Frain, head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs, joins me now. And coach, what an interesting football game! But you scored 20 straight points at one point of the game, and that was enough to get you some separation, and you held on for the win. Your thoughts overall after that game?
Yeah, we were kind of like a sigh of relief, I guess. You know, it was one of those things. We had a lot of miscues, and we just overcame them and played hard. You know, it was one of those games that we knew it was going to be that way, and we played hard. And at the end, like you said, we went on a run there and held on at the end.
Well, there was mistakes on both sides. You talk about some of the negatives first. They were bad penalties on both sides, unsportsmanlike. Maybe that was the rivalry. There was bad snaps on both sides. I think mostly that was affecting the Vikings. When you look at some of those things, does that bother you, or how do you address that with your kids? You know, it's like, hey, you can't let your emotions get away from you a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, the heat of the moment kind of things, and you say things, or you put an extra push in at the end. You know, we can't let those things happen if we're going to win games down the road. So, you know, we will address it today at practice, and we'll make sure it gets taken care of, and hopefully we don't have them happen again. You know, the fumbles and those things, we've had 2 weeks in a row, so we just got to keep focusing on taking care of the ball too. So hopefully we can, and it'll just get better from here.
The other thing is that the kicking game seems to be an issue for you. You got Cole Jepson. What is, when you don't have the kicker, which you don't have this year, tell me a little bit about what's going into your thought process over the kickoffs and what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, well, the deal is we do have the kicker. He's just hurt.
Oh, okay.
You know, once he gets healthy again, we feel comfortable. He's a kid that can kick the ball to the end zone or close to the end zone. He's our punter, and he has a big leg. So when it's Peyton Amdor, when he gets back, things will change for us. Right now, we're just kind of trying to scheme up good ways so we don't give up big returns, get some punts off, you know, protect the punter. We just don't want it to turn into a negative right now. So as long as we can keep everything in front of us on the kickoff and the punt team, we feel good, and hopefully we'll just get better as the year goes on when everybody gets healthy.
So, I mean, just to follow up on that, so Peyton Amdor, he was good enough to play. I mean, I think he was playing on both sides, but
He hurt his foot, hurt his ankle the week before the first game. So we hadn't had anybody even taking kicks before that. So he's getting closer to be able to kick. So it should be coming soon.
Right. I mean, because I'm sure it's not by design that you want to have the opponent start every drive at near midfield.
No, that's not a good game plan. So hopefully we can get better there.
Okay. Well, that's a great explanation. We didn't know that on Friday night, so I appreciate that. That's great. And then, you know, Jackson Gordon did what Jackson Gordon did. I mean, he had an amazing football game, and I guess he wasn't 100% of the game. 33 carries, 176. He still put up amazing numbers, and it looked like you were trying to rest him a little bit. How did you feel like, you know, it just evolved with Jackson?
Yeah, you know, he is a little banged up right now, and we were worried about him playing and everything. But, you know, I've talked about his durability and his toughness, and that's kind of came to the front on Friday. So as long as we can do that, and we started spreading the ball out, Cole Jepson had a pretty good night, and kind of giving him the ball a little more too. So hopefully that can happen, and we can get him rested up and get him ready to go this Friday.
So yeah, so tell me more about Cole, because he did have a good football game. You did give him a little bit more touches. He had a 3-yard touchdown run. He had 5 catches, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like you said, like we talked about, he used him in the kicking game. He had 3.5 tackles on defense. I mean, he was a kid, and he had an interception as well on that first deep ball thrown by HSTW. I mean, he's just so fast, and he has abilities that you can use him all over the field, it looks like.
Yeah, we really can. You know, it was one of those coming in to probably even on Thursday night, we thought he probably would be our running back for Friday night. And, so we didn't really game plan other things for him outside the box. So when he got as many touches as he did, that was very helpful for us. And, you know, he does have a little bit of quickness. You know, he's not the biggest kid in the world, but he's a really tough kid and he gets after it. And he, you know, he deserves more touches as the season goes. So, I mean, if he touches the ball more and has good production, it's definitely going to make us a better offense.
And then I just got to ask you about Gordon. How did he come out of the ball game just as from an overall health standpoint after you didn't think he would play maybe?
He, you know, it was one of those, he was really sore after the game. He iced all day Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday he said he felt pretty close to about where he was on Tuesday of last week. So we're ahead of the game a little bit, but he's still sore and not walking around real good right now.
Okay. Well, do you need to put him in a bubble here in the next few days and he'll just have to rest up. But I imagine miraculously he will recover by Friday.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yes. The biggest thing to me that really stood out was Jack Brannon on defense. I think he had, I think he listed him here at 7.5 tackles. I saw one stat sheet where he was at 10 tackles. He just seemed like he was flying all over the football field. And wherever the ball was, he seemed to be there and making plays. What do you just like about Jack and how he's developed it, especially as a defensive threat and then also on offense as a blocker?
Yeah, you hit it exactly. He plays extremely fast. Even if he would happen to mess up on defense, he's playing so fast, he makes things happen sometimes. And, you know, and that's what we kind of preach to our kids all the time. I mean, even if you're going to mess up, do it 100 mile an hour and good things can happen. And he that's how he plays. You know, he's a good blocker. He runs and flies around on defense. He can catch the ball pretty well. I mean, he's developing into a really good football player for us.
He was impressive. And then another kid was Uriah Reed. Was also, he didn't have any tackles, but he seemed to be, and he did have a fumble recovery, and he seemed to make a couple of big plays as well. He's a junior. What have you seen in his development?
Yeah, Uriah started out as just a quarterback when he came in, and he's developed into a really tough outside linebacker for us. You know, he plays a little blocking running back also, and he's another one, you know, he just gets after it. He's tough. He's always around the ball. You know, you just like how he plays. And when you got guys like him that can set the edge, it makes his, like, Jack's job at inside linebacker a lot easier. And Uriah did a good job. He almost had an interception to go along with that fumble. So it was a really good night for him.
Yeah, it was. The stats didn't show it, but he was right there as well, making some plays for you. What does it mean just to come away with a victory in this rivalry? I mean, it's been going the other way against you, against HSTW in the past. I bet you that was, an emotional win to get that.
It sure was. You know, one thing, it's a little bit of a rivalry win, but it was also our second district win, you know, so a lot of things added up to be a big night, a big emotional night. And getting that step forward and being 2-0 in the district is huge. And just the fact that it happened to be a rivalry game also just made it even that much better.
So now you've got Southwest Valley. They've been banged up recently. Wyatt Mendenhall, their best quarterback, has not been able to play as of yet. He might or may not. Who knows what will happen here. What do you see from the Timberwolves that you're going to have to deal with this week?
Yeah, you know, it looks a lot like last year. Last year, they struggled a little bit and Mendenhall was out. And then he came back and played in our game for the first time back. And truthfully, they should have beat us last year. We beat them in double overtime and I'm still not sure how it happened because they totally outplayed us last year. And, you know, it's one of those things that it looks mirror image of last year. So hopefully we can have a great week because, and now, you know, that's one of the things I said last week after that game won't mean anything if we don't have a good week this week. And if we put it together and hopefully have a chance, because I expect a lot out of them.
What is it about their system that maybe was tough for you last year that they do? I mean, what do they do that, I mean, it's just kind of a physical, they don't throw the ball all that well, but they just able to do some things on the running game to make things, and they got a number of weapons back there.
Yeah, they do. I mean, last year we couldn't tackle Mendenhall if we wanted to. I mean, he ran all over us. And, you know, it's one of those things, like you said, they play physical. And every year, and I said it yesterday in our coaches meeting, every year I watch film and I, you know, it's not like you are overwhelmed by the film. And then you get there and they play way faster. and way more physical than what it comes across on the film. And you know, it's one of those things you got to present to the kids to make them believe that before they get there. And hopefully we can do that.
Well, it should be an interesting ball game. Both teams are 2-1 on the season. So a big district game going on. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against the T-Wolves. Thanks so much.
Perfect. Thank you.
Daryl Frain, head coach for Riverside Football, joining me here on KSOM.